Welcome to the Infinite Life Podcast. I'm your host, Katish Haberfield. This podcast is a journey of discovery as we learn how the soul evolves over various incarnations to understand all about the complexities of being a human being who has to bravely navigate viewing life as a non-dualistic struggle between good and evil through consciousness-raising experiences that test our valor. Welcome back to the Infinite Life Podcast. This week we are looking at yet another case study, and again it's one of my own personal case studies. What I wanted to share with you was regression session via the Akashic Records with Cindy Porter, my good friend Cindy, where we were exploring a number of issues related to the emotions of frustration and anger. And why this is important is because doing the work that I do, I've noticed a pattern. And it revolves around a sense of frustration in regards to my career. And frustration with career is how I got to becoming who I am today. However, I've always had this sense of not being able to convey the knowledge that I have, that people don't listen to me, and that my knowledge and skills aren't valued. What was interesting was that this manifested for me in a lot of heavy emotion. And this was a couple of years ago now, and I just decided, because my kids were away, to paint it out. And I started painting a lot of light language, and then I just started painting patterns. And I discovered that I was painting a lot of waves and lightning, and I realized that I was painting a Viking ship. And I painted about 7 pages of a story about a Viking ship and it being caught up in a swirl and drowning and then going to the light. Now, I happened to also talk to Cindy about some back pain that I had, and it's really interesting that I've got back pain again now. Cindy was talking to me about the way that when we spend a lot of time in our head and we don't pay attention to our physical body, we can push down and store all the feelings and the emotions that we have. Because I spent a lot of time in my mental body and I have not processed a lot of things, which is why I do a lot of past life regressions, the trauma was beginning and the emotions were beginning to store in my body. So what we wanted to do, and the brunt of my anger that caused me to talk to Cindy, was that I felt like I was wasting my time. Wasting my time with what I was doing as a career, and I was disgruntled because the podcast had been running for about 4 months and I wasn't getting the views and listenership that I wanted to in comparison to other people that I knew that had launched their podcast. So I was feeling really frustrated. I felt like I was wasting my life yet again. Did I continue and go forward? Why did I always start new things and feel like I had a lot of knowledge but nobody was listening to me? With that as the background, I think what you'll find is you'll find this lifetime quite surprising. It was a very confusing regression to be in because I had multiple lifetimes come all up at once. And so in some points, I could see 2 sets of lifetimes. However, we got to the gist of it and we found the source of it. And there's lots of interesting points in this case study regarding karmic contracts between friends or bosses and subordinates in terms of being a source of soul growth for each other. We see another interesting character trait from this current lifetime as me, Katish. I'm really sometimes very good at small talk and networking. And other times, I just can't bear it. I like to go deep and have deep conversations. And people who, good friends of mine, know that you don't have a quick cup of coffee with me because the conversation might last 2 or 3 hours and go really in depth. It's why I have a small number of friends, but they know a lot about me and they are very kind and tolerate my obsessions with certain topics, and obviously reincarnation is my greatest obsession. So you'll see how in this lifetime, in the Viking lifetime, this characteristic is one that I have as this particular gentleman. So that's a characteristic that is not just of my personality as Catiche Haberfield, but it is a seeming characteristic that I have had for a long time. This lifetime, we have figured it out through research, was in 876 AD. So my characteristics of being impatient and not liking small talk, my knowledge not being valued, people not listening to me as a feeling, and having a different persona for public persona versus private spiritual knowledge has been around for a very long time. And you have to get to the point where you laugh at yourself because this is what we're here for. We're here to learn and to grow. But sometimes the emotional wounds and the feelings that we have, we just shove them down so low and then we don't heal them, and they come up time and time again, lifetime after lifetime and lifetime, until they basically erupt into pain in your body. The other interesting thing was that I have always, in this lifetime, suffered from motion sickness. You put me on the ocean and yeah, it's not a nice sight. I actually have to lay down because the motion sickness, the only way that I can solve motion sickness for me has been to go to sleep. And until about when I turned 40. Even now, if I go and stand on a pontoon or some kind of little bridge that's on top of the water, I feel nauseous and dizzy. And I do need to lie down. It's like it affects my balance. And you'll see how this lifetime, this Viking lifetime, is most likely one of the root causes of this feeling. Anyway, I will try and stop and comment on a few bits and pieces as we go through this Akashic Records session. I'd like to put in a little thank you today. When I went to edit this podcast, the reason it's going out so late is that I opened it to edit it and immediately got searing back pain, nausea, and I actually had to lie down. I felt faint, and it's taken me the whole day to get to the point where I could actually prop myself up in bed and get around the emotions that are pouring out of my body at the moment to do with this session. And I did get on Facebook and talk to my friend Megan, who you have seen in many of our podcast episodes, Megan Jones. She's from the Chasing Spirituality podcast, and she has got a new podcast out now, which is called Truthseer. I think that's the right one. And The Truthseer, yep, that's it. That's a new one. And Megan was kind enough to talk to me on the phone from America today to talk me through how to somatically shake some of the pain out of my body, because I can't spend my life constantly calling up people like Cindy and saying, I need to do a regression right now. Here's the next layer of this emotion coming up. I've got to work through it. And if you are interested in learning about somatic processing of emotions and how you perceive the world through your physical body and what your physical body can help you with, then the Truthseer podcast is chronicling Megan's journey through healing. And on her Instagram and Facebook at the moment, she's going through, and TikTok, I think, a lot of the ways that she is working through emotions in the body. through somatic dancing and various other ways, kriyas, kundalini yoga. So I just wanted to let you know that's not my expertise. I'm very good at the mental sphere, but the physical sphere is something that I will admit that I am really finding it challenging, but look forward to learning more from Megan. If you have any questions about this podcast episode, please contact me on social media. And don't forget that the purpose of this podcast is to basically share my journey and to encourage me to share my knowledge, because in many lifetimes I've held all of the knowledge that I've had spiritually behind closed doors for fear of persecution or perception issues. And most of this season is to encourage myself to share, irrespective of the consequences, to share, to help move that trauma so that you get to see what it's like for me, and so that you can learn as well. So if any of the content seems familiar to you, or you think, goodness, I think that I might have a lifetime that is holding me back, then please don't hesitate to contact me at katish.com, and you can book soul therapy. And in soul therapy, I use regression sessions and I use other modalities to help you work through all of the components that are holding you back. Once again, thank you so much for listening. Namaste.
Start breathing in beautiful golden white light. Breathing out any stresses and strains of your day. Breathing in. With every breath, we're going to go deeper and deeper. Deeper and deeper. We're going to start noticing roots growing out from the soles of our feet, growing and spreading deep down through Mother Earth, spreading and growing right down through Mother Earth, wrapping up the star chakra in the middle of Mother Earth. And as the roots wrap around, start to feel beautiful, warm, unconditional love coming back up through those roots, making their way back up to the soles of your feet, spreading up your feet, up your legs, up past your knees, up through your torso, up through your back, coming down your arms all the way to your fingertips, coming back up to your shoulders, and spreading up the back of your head and up your face until it gets to your crown, where this beautiful unconditional love is going to burst out from the crown and start forming a huge bubble all around you until you are completely engulfed This gorgeous bubble of unconditional love, completely protected and surrounded. As you're breathing in this beautiful, bright light, bubble is going to expand and expand and fill up more and more with the beautiful, unconditional love of Mother Earth and the gorgeous golden white light. As we relax further, further, going deeper, deeper, we're going to start to drift off from Mother Earth. We start rising up higher and higher as we go deeper and deeper. We rise higher and higher, higher and higher, rising up to the farther sky, up to the dimension, until we finally come to the light and the steps of the Akashic Records halls. As we arrive, we're going to be greeted by all the angels who are coming to help us and guide us today. Your record keeper is there. My record keeper is with me. And we're going to open the doors and go through to your record room. Going to get to your record room, you're going to sit down, make yourself comfortable. And we're going to request that your record keeper please bring us a record that is the origin of when stress has developed over always feeling that you are wasting time. We'll be showing where that stress of this time-wasting feeling originated from. And we're going to wait for them to bring the record to you. And just let me know when they have brought that record book forward for you.
So I saw like a black leather book with this gold edge, but it seems to have just moved into this gold book. It's got very, so the chair that I'm sitting in, instead of being that normal plain old wooden chair, has turned into this elaborate, very padded a chair, and I'm at a desk, and it's got a feather quill and like important papers. And then the book started off as being leather, like a Philofax leather, the crisscross pattern in the leather.
Yeah.
But now, then it started to develop this really innate gold and pearl embellishment, really fine.
All right.
That's as far as I've got so far.
Yep. Okay. I want you to put your hand on the book for me, just on the cover. And tell me, do you get any sensation when you do that?
I need some help in stepping aside the ego, because the image that I get is of a female with a very tall, intricate, ornate crown, and I don't know if that's just me making that up.
Okay. It's interesting that you say that, because the book that I saw is not the same book that you're describing.
Katish here. Just wanted to make a little bit of a comment about this. Cindy and I do see two different books. It doesn't mean that my mind is making up the different books. It means that basically what we are looking for to heal this wound, when you go in via the Akashic Records, you can be presented with many files, many books that contain the same wound. Because as I've been talking about in previous episodes of the podcast, when we have an energetic imprint, if it's really deep, it can go over multiple lifetimes and you can carry through that same limiting belief or wound, energetic deep wound that needs to be healed. So I am seeing multiple lifetimes, all who have actually a same kind of a Norwegian, Danish, Viking theme. And I can actually see the lady that I'm speaking of, a Norwegian queen. However, Cindy can only see the one that is the strongest imprint, the deepest imprint. And hence we are having a discussion about whether my ego is superimposing something or whether basically whether I'm making it up or not. And I'm not making it up because I've seen this book many times now and we've since discovered many Scandinavian, Norway, Iceland, Greenland, Denmark lifetimes. So I just wanted to explain that. Sometimes you can have our memories come in as sandwiches or compressed memories when the wound or energetic imprint is very deep.
Okay.
So I'm going to call in the angels and please, angels, can you provide assistance? We need to step Katisha's ego aside and let her soul self come forward. Please guide us and help us. I'm going to ask your record keeper to bring forth the book again that they need you to see. Let me know what comes through for you.
I'm seeing a very thin one now.
What colour is it?
My first immediate thing was green, and like green, lime green, like a felty fabric, but then it's creamy green.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Is that what you're seeing?
Yep, very similar.
Okay, right, so that's the right one.
Okay, fabulous. Can you put your hand on this book, please, and tell me what you feel?
The word windy wanted to come out.
Okay.
And then I saw like a ship.
Okay.
Like a Viking ship.
Yeah. Okay. We're going to ask your record keeper to please turn to the best page to help us understand where this stress of the time wasting is coming from, where it originates. They will open the book for you to the page. And once they've done that, Again, going to get you to put your hand on the page, please, and let me know what you feel.
I'm not going into the scene. All I'm seeing is I'm feeling. I'm feeling it. A pressure. I'm seeing.
Where are you feeling pressure?
In my heart.
Yep.
Like too many things happening at once. But the images that I'm seeing are of long boats with men with oars, and they're trying to reach somewhere, and the water is flooding in to the boats, like crashing, pounding waves.
Yep. Okay.
There's.
Yep. Keep going.
I'm supposed to be coordinating a battle or something. I don't know whether it's a battle or a. Escaping, but it's like there's hundreds of these boats,
okay.
And the storm is against us, the time is against us. Like, the way boats keep crashing into these waves.
Okay.
Going to lose everyone.
Yep. All right. Let's try to step right through and see who you actually are in this scene. So we're going to try and step through this page into that lifetime. And if you just start by looking at your feet. And look up from there and let me know what you can see.
I see broad feet, they're male feet with hairy legs.
Mm-hmm.
Not tall or anything, average height.
Yeah. Are you sitting, standing?
It's like my feet are on the sand watching, but they're barefoot.
Okay. So you're looking out at the boats in the storm, stormy weather.
Yes, it's like.
Or rough.
I'm not in the,
I say rough.
I'm not in the boat. I'm. Away from the boat, but it's, I can feel like I can be, I can tell what's happening in the boat. I can tell the chaos in the boat.
Okay.
I don't know whether that's because I've got like a long binocular thing.
Yep. Telescope.
Or, yeah, telescope thing.
Okay. So looking at the boats, does it look like the boat is coming towards you? Or is the boat just struggling in the rough seas?
Initially I thought they were just launched and going out, but I feel like they're coming towards me now.
Okay.
I feel like I got there ahead of time? I'm not clear. I'm not clear.
Okay.
But I feel like it's all going wrong. It wasn't
Okay.
supposed to happen this way. It wasn't planned this way.
Okay, so do you feel like you're a part of those others on the boat? That like they're your clan, they're your people, they're your.
They're my people. I was responsible for them.
Okay.
But
Okay.
I'm still at a very, I'm not. I'm not in myself yet. I'm observing myself. Do you know what I mean? I haven't got into the
Yep.
role yet.
Yep. Okay. Okay.
I'm feeling it at an intellectual level rather than a.
Yeah. You're viewing things from your higher perspective at the moment.
Yeah.
Yeah. Even in this lifeline. Yeah. Okay. So you can see yourself standing on the sand, looking out at the boats. Struggling in the water. Can you look to either side of yourself? Can you see? Have you come in on a boat already? Is that how you got to be standing on the sand?
I feel like there's a that the ones that are coming towards me are like smaller boats, like they've got curled, curved edges at the front and at the end, and that I came in on something that was ginormous in comparison.
Okay.
So maybe I feel like they should have been all in that big boat, and
Okay.
I should have been in a little boat, but that I was greedy and took the big boat for myself. I don't know.
Okay.
Feel like misuse of resources.
Yep, okay.
No, that's ego mind. Sorry.
Say it because it can be helpful.
So I feel like maybe if there was anyone in that boat with me, that it might have been women and children, and that it's all the strong warrior men in the little boats.
Okay.
But that I'm actually more attached to the people that are in the little boats.
Okay.
Still need more help.
Yeah, I was just going to say, I'm going to ask the angels to give you some more clarity on what you're actually looking at, to keep that ego aside. And to bring in more clarity on what they're trying to show you so that we can understand where this time-wasting stress originates. Just breathing deeply. And just let the images come through freely. Don't try to force them to come. Just relax. Will appear as required. The angels will guide us. And bring the clarity needed. So, are you able to see the big boat that you came in on?
All I get is it doesn't fit with the same era of the little boats.
Okay.
It's oh, okay, it's shaping itself now. My mind was putting this gigantic brown boat, but it doesn't fit because it's from a wrong time frame.
Just a little note here. This is where I am seeing a massive Viking ship from a different lifetime. So, because they're so similar, my mind keeps imposing and superimposing multiple lifetimes at once into this.
Just let the images come. Angels will bring the clarity through for us. Just have to relax and let them come.
Okay. I'm not the person on the beach, that's why I can't see their face. I am one of the people in the boats, and I was just shown a scene where I tried to give a plan on parchment to the king. Like getting something like Norway or something. And I had all the tides and the moon and the things that you needed to work out the precise timing planned out for him so it would be perfect. But he didn't pay attention to it. And so not only was the weather wrong, but then we were. I keep seeing like cannonballs going into the boats. Like we were sprung, attacked in the middle of the storm or something like that. Not like maybe fog was so heavy that you couldn't even see the enemy. And then when the fog of the storm lifted, they were just there. And then both the elements and enemy worked amongst us. That's why I'm seeing the chaos in the boats. As the water crashes and whatever they're throwing at us crashes, but essentially the elements alone would have sabotaged the mission. We didn't even need the enemy to sabotage the mission because we left too late. Like in Forrest Gump, when he's trying to get out over the coral. Not Forrest Gump.
In
The
this
movie where he has the ball, the tennis ball. Castaway Island or whatever it is.
yes.
Yes. And when he's trying to escape the island finally, and he's got all that coral that he's got to swim out upon, and so he has to watch the seasons go past to figure out exactly when he's not going to cut himself on the coral. And if he misses it, he's stuffed for another year. So I feel like I had it precisely timed.
But the king didn't pay attention.
But we missed it.
So, how does that make you feel? Are you frustrated that?
I think he's fucking irresponsible.
Are you angry?
I'm angry because he's frustrated. I'm angry because he's. I don't know if this is right, but I just keep seeing an image of him raising a goblet, like drinking, too busy being frivolous.
Too busy wasting time.
Wasting time.
And it's had,
Devastating consequences. I
yes.
feel like I can see myself going down under the water.
So, are you able to talk to yourself? And ask yourself what you're thinking as you're going down under the water.
It's all my fault.
Can you ask yourself why it's all your fault?
Because I should have been more forceful and spoken up more.
You're not the one who decides these things.
But in other great nations, the king pays attention to the military commander. But in ours, he doesn't.
Okay. Can you feel into or ask why you don't think he pays any attention to you?
I got the word bastard. Not as in the king's a bastard, but like I'm somebody who's come up through the ranks despite being,
Like an illegitimate or something.
a child of no one. So even though I'm smart, he has some kind of, I see a snide on his face, like.
And yet he made you military commander despite that.
Yeah, because he knew I was smart, but he doesn't respect me because of
Okay.
birth origins or something like that.
Okay.
This is an interesting comment that I make here because in one lifetime as a king, I have many affairs and bastards.
And how does that make you feel? Can you ask yourself?
That can never be enough.
Does it give you the sensation and make you feel like matter what you're doing, it's just a waste of effort?
It's like you can study the stars and know about the tides and the moon and spend hours by candlelight and go on great treks to find out information. But it's all worthless if we lose in the end, if we die. We're all going to die in the end. What was the point? Waste of life.
Okay. Okay. Can you ask yourself if you've made any sort of vow because of this feelings?
If you speak up, people won't listen anyway. You have to have two sets of plans. The hidden knowledge in your own journals that are the secrets of the universe. And then the stuff that's been edited down for everyone else that doesn't care anyway. You don't tell the truth.
Okay.
Because they don't care anyway. They're not interested.
You're protected, you're safe, and
so
you're
just
surrounded
right,
by love.
Keep it locked away. Put it in a pile. So I think it's why I can't write in journals in this life, why I have such an aversion to journals. Because I told myself to, and that's why Henry liked decorating and writing so much.
Okay, step out of your ego. Step out of your ego. Set
yeah,
your ego aside.
Set keep knowledge to yourself is the keep knowledge
yeah.
to yourself.
Yeah.
No, but keep knowledge to yourself.
Yeah, step that ego aside. Don't let it come in and take over. Okay, keeping your soul self. I want you to reassure yourself in this lifetime that nothing you did was ever wasted. No knowledge that you learned or shared was ever wasted. Even though the king chose not to follow you, it was still never wasted. Tell yourself that you are loved and supported. Despite everything that happened, you're truly loved and supported.
It's like it was written as clear as day. Any imbecile can understand the tides.
And do you feel that he just refused the information because it was from you? And he would have accepted it from somebody else?
No, I think that's my ego story of that lifetime.
Okay.
I think it didn't matter who gave him that information.
Yeah. He was just all about his own self.
Yeah.
And not fazed with.
When he was good and done already, he was good and done already.
Yeah. Okay. So do you look upon him as continually wasting time?
Wasting resources.
Okay.
I feel like he surrounded himself with many amazing people.
Okay.
But he didn't.
Okay. You feel anger, resentment over this? How does it make you feel? He's wasting all these resources that he had access to.
I feel insulted.
Anything more?
Wasted potential.
Do you feel that's his wasted potential or your wasted potential?
Everyone, the kingdom could have prospered, been greater, had more things like
Yeah.
farming resources.
Okay. Do you feel any bitterness or anger towards him because of this?
Yes, it's acid reflux, bitter.
Okay. So I want you to talk to yourself in this time. And are you able to get yourself to acknowledge that this is what happened? And if you're able to accept that, are you able to forgive him for being this way and wasting all the resources, especially the human lives that he wasted? By accepting it, you're not removing that he did wrong. You're just acknowledging and accepting that it occurred. You able to do that in that timeline?
Yeah, I'm just seeing what I'm trying to release the resentment of, and I think that I misunderstood. There's something in that what he was doing in the frivolity was still important, but I didn't see it. So he was an orator, and the frivolity was part of building allies with other kingdoms, right?
Yep.
And you have to do that. But I wanted to do it all at a paper level. And I couldn't understand why you couldn't just give somebody a treaty and have them sign it. I didn't understand the
necessity to build and nurture.
Yeah, I didn't understand the whining and dining.
Yep.
I was impatient to just shove the document under their noses. And he was like, not yet, not yet, it's not time.
Yep.
And I was like, how much wine do you need to drink before it's time?
Can you see now how important it is to give that time and allow the things to occur in the natural order of things, to allow that time to come through?
I can, but I'm having difficulty with it.
Okay. I'm going to ask the angels to come and assist you with that. Help strengthen you. And protect you. And to help yourself from that timeline. To accept that there is a need for these things to occur, and there is a need for time, for frivolity, because it grows other aspects of our lives. It is not just the work that grows our lives.
I see that my impatience in the end pushed him to act, which caused him to choose the wrong time to go, even though I would have wanted him to wait longer till the next month for the right time. He caught wind of the impatience and was just like, oh, fucking hell, we'll go now. When actually that's not what I wanted.
Yep.
Does that make sense?
Yep, absolutely. So do you feel guilt over that now? How does it make you feel?
Furious.
Furious at who?
Both of us.
Okay. Are you able to forgive yourself and to forgive him for forcing this situation?
You have to help me here, but I got an insight, and I don't know if it's just me trying to rationalize it or it's true. But I got that we were push-pull on purpose. Like, we were agreed to trigger each other.
Yep.
That was part of our growth.
Yep. Yep, I feel that, yes.
Patience, impatience.
Yep.
Like a contract of some sort.
Yep, I feel into that. Absolutely. That resonates. Okay.
So
can you see that can Can you see that this impatience that you feel now in your current situation is also going to be a contract? For your soul growth.
I feel like it's next level. Like next level of learning on this topic.
Yeah.
I feel like same people involved. I don't know whether that's true or not.
Not 100% sure on that one myself.
Yeah.
That's not coming across clearly. Okay. I'd like you to say goodbye to yourself in this timeline. I think we've got all we can get out of it now. And we'll step back into your Akashic Records room and we're going to go to the Violet Flame Chamber. This is really, your guide is going to lead you there and take you down to the chamber where the beautiful cauldron of the violet flame is. And they're going to come in with healing for you. To sever the tie to the mindset of this, that what you are doing is time wasting. You're going to cut that tie. So that you can release that feeling that you're wasting your time doing this work. They're also going to wash away the fear that when you speak your truth and passion, that you're polarizing. They want you to be speaking your truth passionately. They want you to be sharing this knowledge. They do not want you hiding it away in a box or editing it down. They want you sharing it all. They want you sharing it passionately. Let them work on removing those boxes that you've got everything hidden away in. Then break down those barriers that you've put up cutting that mindset cord. You're wasting your time. As they're removing all of this from your system, they're filling you up with beautiful golden source energy to fill the voids created from the removal. And start to feel the golden white energy start to fill up every part of your being, working its way through, right down through every cell in your body. Filling you up, giving you newfound strength, to go out there and passionately share your truth, completely unedited. Share it in its entirety. The world needs to hear from you, hear it all from you. Just let that beautiful golden energy fill your body completely. And let me know when you feel complete. There's a little rush over you. Until you can please. Feel yourself fully supported by the angels. Yeah, filling you with this beautiful golden energy. Every little cell of your being. That the violet flame will show you to heal you. To heal those fears. Beautiful violet flame brings you peace and calm. Accept it all in. Be open to it. Accept it all in. Archangel Raphael is coming to help sever this tie, this mindset tie that you have to the time wasting. You're moving it from your mindset. He's drawing it out. And filling you up with beautiful green healing energy. Let the violet flame wash over you again. Bring you back to that glorious peace. In your being. Let it flood through your system. Peace and joy. Just relax and let it flow over you and through you. And then if you're starting to feel fine and full of the beautiful golden light, we'll start to say our goodbyes and thank you to the angels coming to assist us today and to your guides. And to your record keeper for their assistance today. And we'll just slowly start to bring you back and start to notice your surroundings a little more, wiggling your toes and your fingertips, becoming aware of the chair that you're sitting in and the noises around you and the sounds of your being. And on the count of three, we'll open our eyes. Three, two, one. Okay.
One of the things that I have been drawn to since doing this Akashic Records session was a particular battle, which I believe this memory belongs to. I believe that this session was potentially a mishmash of number of scenes within one lifetime, as well as the melding and merging of a couple of lifetimes due to the deep imprints, so no doubt there were multiple lifetimes with Viking ships. However, I believe that this military commander, whose name I have no idea, was potentially in the time of Guthrum, who was a king of East Anglia in the late 9th century. Originally a native of Denmark, he was one of the leaders of the great summer army that arrived in Reading during April 871 to join forces with a great heathen army whose intentions were to conquer the kingdoms of Anglo-Saxon England. So his war was against the West Saxon king Alfred the Great, and Guthrum later made himself king of East Anglia. The reason that I think it is to do with Guthrum is simply due to a number of posts that I've seen and matching images. If you have a look at the YouTube version of this, you'll see some photos, well, not photos, the drawings of the loss of the 120 ships that were Guthrum's during this period, and they match exactly the drawings that I did when I was experiencing severe emotion. So I'll just read you an example of a Facebook post from this last year. It's from a group called The Vikings. King Alfred and the Chippenham Raid. On the 12th night after the Christmas, the Vikings crossed the border from Mercia to raid Chippenham, thus setting in train events that make the year 878 AD one of the most remarkable in English history. Learning from the experience of the failed invasion of Wessex in 871, Guthrum rode into the heart of the kingdom with a small mounted force and occupied Wareham, where he was joined by an amphibious force of 150 ships. Confined, however, within the town by Alfred's Saxon army, largely made up of pheasants, stalemate for the rest of the year resulted. In 877, Guthrum made a deal to head east and leave Wessex, but having sworn oaths and surrendered hostages, he broke his word and headed west to Exeter, where he hoped to forge an alliance with the Cornish. Meanwhile, however, disaster had befallen the amphibious force in the Battle of Swan Age. 120 ships were lost, not in battle, but to the combination of fog, squall, and tides. The Cornish were less than impressed with Guthrum's much-reduced force and sat on the fence. Again, stalemate resulted until finally Guthrum was forced to leave Wessex for Mercia, this time swearing oaths of pagan relics. And the story continues. I've seen also artwork from an artist which was very similar to the one that I drew, which is a different one. It was drawn in 2010 and it's called The Wreck of the Site of Danish Fleet of AD 877, Swanage Bay, Purbeck, Dorset. And it was created by Judith Dobie. And the website for that is historicengland.org.uk. It was painted as part of England's Shipwreck Heritage Artwork Collection series. And Historic England also describes it very similar, saying, Guthrum's Danish fleet foundered during a storm, and various versions of the Anglo-Saxon Chronicle record that as many as 120 ships were lost, although it is unclear whether the pursuing Anglo-Saxon ships were caught in the same storm. KingAlfred.com goes into it a whole lot more about the storm near Swanage. And I have even seen it on other websites as well, but vikinghistorytales.blogspot.com. vikinghistorytales.blogspot.com also talks about it. Obviously, the Akashic Records session does not tell me his name or the name of the king, but the images that I drew and the memories seem to match up for at least one part of that section, which is the bit where I have the memory of dying and drowning with the storm. So anyway, I don't usually put a historical context to the past life regressions. I usually leave them anonymous, but I thought this one, when you see the imagery that I painted when I was processing the emotion before I did the Akashic Record session, how it matches to the historic paintings that have been done from the time, well, not of the time, they're part of the Viking myths. It matches. And I don't watch Viking shows or anything like that, so it's not like it came from me watching TV. It came from the superconscious mind. Thank you once again for joining. Namaste.
This is the story of my death in the year 876. It's just the emotion then I remember. What I saw, I don't access my super creature's mind. It was the perfect storm, a storm of ego, judgment, lack of communication, impatience, and ultimately the will of one against many, desire to conquer foreign lands, and then it was over.